Support for Iditapod, a production of Alaska Public Media, comes from MVFCU. Experience the MVFCU way.
Hello and welcome to another breaking news bonus edition of the Iditapod. That's because Bethel's Pete Kaiser has hung on to win the 2019 Iditarod. I'm Casey Grove, by the way, and here's something we haven't done before. We're going to give you a taste of what our morning radio coverage sounds like, and a taste of the scene in Nome Wednesday morning. We call it a radio module. This is going to sound a little different. There's some dogs barking right off the top and Aaron Copeland's rodeo, but here's our 5-minute radio module from Alaska Public Media. Pete Kaiser has won the Iditarod. I'm Casey Grove.
Support for Iditarod coverage on Alaska Public Media comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, sustaining Alaska's pipeline for 40 years and counting.
A new Iditarod champion has been crowned. Bethel musher Pete Kaiser's team of 8 dogs crossed under the Burled Arch in Nome at 3:39 a.m. A boisterous crowd of friends and family from the Bethel area traveled to Nome to celebrate Kaiser's victory. The 31-year-old wins $50,000 and a new truck. It's a career highlight for Kaiser, who has raced the Iditarod every year since 2010. On 3 separate occasions, he's placed as high as 5th, but this is his first outright win. His run took 9 days, 12 hours, and 39 minutes. Kaiser had to hold off your Lifeseth Olsom, the defending champion, who surged on the final run in from White Mountain to trim 30 minutes of Kaiser's 42-minute lead. The 1,000-mile race came down to 12 minutes. Lifeseth Olsom arrived in Nome at 3:51. It was a chaotic scene in the chute as the two dog teams parked side by side. Pete Kaiser's dad fed the team a snack of frozen meat and dragged the sled and quickly moved the team over to give Lifeseth Olsom some space. After Lifeseth Olsom was checked in, the party continued with champagne bottles, songs, and cheers. Kaiser is the first competitor from Western Alaska to win the race since Kotzebue musher John Baker's 2011 victory. He's the only winner hailing from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, with the one exception of Dick Wilmarth, who came in first during the inaugural Iditarod in 1973. Kaiser is the first Iditarod champion with Yupik roots. He hopes his win will help spark an interest in the Delta and beyond.
Not just Yupik people, but all of the, you know, rural native people from Western Alaska or anywhere in the state for that matter. It really doesn't matter. Anybody who could get a kick out of this is, that's awesome, you know.
Kaiser was raised around sled dogs in Bethel. As a child, he got interested in dogs and began training with his family. By the time he was a senior in high school, he was winning local races like the Akiak Dash. Kaiser's racing style has tended to be conservative during the early parts of the race, in which he banks extra rest and ensures that he has speed when the opportunity arises. It was a variation of that style that positioned Kaiser for the victory this year.
Yeah, I mean, I generally have kind of an idea of what I'm going to do, but it's never set in stone. It's just a lot of these runs, a run can take 5 hours on a good trail, 8 hours on a bad trail, just like this race played out. I mean, all these runs turned out to be 2 or 3 hours longer than they could have been on a good trail. So you got to be able to adjust your rest accordingly, I feel like. And if you just have something put on pen to paper, what you're going to do no matter what, I don't think it's going to work out that great. So
Kaiser raced a bit behind the leaders for the early and midsection of the race, preparing for the right time to show off his team's speed. It was on the approach to the coast and the final few hundred miles of trail that he made his mark. Kaiser waited until Caltag to take his mandatory 8-hour rest. It was on that last push up the Yukon that his team hit a critical stride.
We just got some trail that the team really likes, and we didn't see much of that this race. So my team really likes hard, fast trails where they can go fast, and that was probably the best trail for that type of running the whole race. So when they got on that, they really wanted to roar, and actually held them back for most of that run.
With fresh rest in his dogs, he was still 3 hours behind the race leader Petit, but running fast at the right time. But at this point, the race broke open. Petit's dogs stalled on the ice between Shaktuluk and Koyuk, costing Petit his race, but clearing the way for Kaiser and Lifeseth Olsom to battle for the win. On the windy push to Koyuk, Kaiser again led the field. He gained an hour on Lifeseth Olsom into Koyuk. From there, Kaiser needed to maintain an edge on the athletic Lifeseth Olsom, which over the next few runs resulted in the first title for the Bethel musher. Running in third place, Jesse Royer was in and out of safety this morning. That's the last checkpoint before Nome. In fourth, Ali Zirkel left White Mountain about 3:45. If Royer, Zirkel, and Fairbanks musher Paige Drobny, currently sitting in seventh in White Mountain, maintain their positions, it'll be the first time ever that three women have finished in the top 10. It'll also be an enormous leap up the standings for Drobny, who, in four previous Iditarod finishes, has never placed higher than 25th. We'll have more coverage as the mushers come into Nome on Alaska Public Media, at alaskapublic.org, and on our podcast. That's the Iditapod. For now, I'm Casey Grove.
This is Statewide News on Alaska Public Media.
That was our Iditarod radio module for Wednesday morning, reported by Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes, KNOM's Ben Matheson, and myself. I'm Casey Grove. Please stay tuned for another episode of the Iditapod. Thanks for listening.